Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Book of Hermetica. The Three Essential Texts gathers three influential works commonly associated with Hermetic thought into a single volume, the Corpus Hermeticum, the Emerald Tablet, and the Kybalion, as a compilation rather than a single author treatise. Its purpose is to give readers a foundational entry point into a tradition that blends spiritual philosophy, cosmology, and esoteric commentary. The Corpus Hermeticum is a set of late antique Greek and Latin dialogues attributed to the legendary Hermes Trismegistus, presenting teachings on the divine mind, the order of the cosmos, and the ethical transformation of the seeker. The Emerald Tablet is a brief, enigmatic text historically linked with alchemy and the idea of inner transmutation. The Kybalion, a much later work published under the name Three Initiates, presents seven principles intended as a practical framework for understanding reality and self-development. Read together, the collection shows how Hermetic ideas are transmitted, reinterpreted, and adapted across time. Hermes Trismegistus and the Hermetic worldview, a central thread across the collection, is the figure of Hermes Trismegistus, a legendary synthesis of Greek Hermes and Egyptian Thoth in later tradition. The book uses that name as a banner for a worldview rather than a historically single author. In practice, this means readers encounter Hermeticism as a stream of teachings about the relationship between the divine, the cosmos, and the human soul. The Hermetic outlook is typically monistic, or unity-oriented reality is portrayed as ordered and intelligible, with the human mind capable of awakening to higher understanding. The compilation format helps clarify that Hermeticism is not one uniform doctrine, but a family of related ideas expressed in different genres' philosophical dialogues, terse alchemical aphorisms, and modern esoteric synthesis. This topic matters because it frames how to read the texts without forcing them into a single timeline or voice. It also highlights why modern editions often place ancient materials beside later interpretations, letting readers compare language, aims, and assumptions while recognizing that attribution to Hermes functions primarily as a mark of spiritual authority in the tradition. Secondly, the Corpus Hermeticum dialogues on God, mind, and moral transformation. The Corpus Hermeticum portion introduces Hermetic teaching in a dialogic, contemplative style. These writings, composed in late antiquity and preserved through Greek and Latin transmission, explore themes of God as ultimate source, the intelligible structure of the cosmos, and the role of mind in spiritual ascent. Rather than presenting a simple creed, the dialogues often work as guided instruction the seeker is invited to refine perception, detach from purely material identification, and cultivate virtue as part of knowing the divine. The ethical dimension is not incidental. Hermetic spirituality commonly links knowledge with transformation, implying that insight is validated through an altered way of living. Readers also encounter a layered cosmology in which human beings participate in multiple levels of reality, making self-knowledge a route to metaphysical understanding. Because the corpus is the most expansive and philosophically developed component of the volume, it anchors the collection historically and conceptually, offering a deeper context for later, more compressed expressions of Hermetic ideas. It also helps readers distinguish between classical Hermetic religious philosophy and modern self-help style esotericism. Thirdly, the Emerald Tablet alchemical language and the idea of inner transmutation. The Emerald Tablet is brief but culturally influential, especially in the history of alchemy and esoteric symbolism. Its compact, cryptic style contrasts with the explanatory tone of the Corpus Hermeticum. Instead of extended argument, it offers aphoristic statements that invite interpretation, commentary, and meditative reading. In Hermetic and alchemical reception, the tablet is often treated as a key that points to processes of transformation, the refinement of the practitioner, alongside the transformation of substances. Even when read metaphorically, the alchemical vocabulary suggests a disciplined path in which the seeker moves from confusion toward clarity, from dispersion toward unity. The text is also associated with the principle that patterns repeat across levels of reality, encouraging readers to look for correspondences between inner states and outer phenomena. In a collection like this, the Emerald Tablet functions as a bridge. It shows how Hermetic spirituality became intertwined with alchemy, magic, and symbolic practice in later Western traditions. Its value is less in providing a systematic doctrine, and more in demonstrating how a small text can catalyze a large interpretive tradition. Fourthly, the Kybalion Seven Principles as a Modern Hermetic Synthesis. The Kybalion stands apart from the ancient materials in origin and tone. Published in the early 20th century under the pseudonym Three Initiates and commonly linked by researchers to new thought circles, it presents Hermetic ideas as seven broad principles meant to be applied to life. This makes it accessible for readers who want a structured framework. but it also explains why some students of historical Hermeticism view it as interpretive rather than representative of the late antique texts. In this compilation, the Kybalion can be read as a modern restatement that emphasizes mental discipline, causality, polarity, rhythm, and related concepts in a way designed for personal practice. Its language tends to be more didactic and systematizing than the Corpus Hermeticum, turning metaphysical themes into practical rules. The benefit of including it is comparative readers can observe how Hermetic authority is invoked to support modern spiritual psychology and self-mastery. Approach critically. It becomes a case study in how esoteric traditions are repackaged for new audiences, and how continuity is claimed through terminology even when historical lineage is complex. Lastly, reading the collection critically tradition, translation, and authenticity, because the book unites texts from very different eras and contexts. One of the most important topics is how to read it with discernment. The Corpus Hermeticum belongs to late antiquity and reflects the religious philosophical milieu of the Greco-Roman Mediterranean. While the Emerald Tablet survives through a complicated chain of transmission and interpretation in alchemical literature, the Kybalion is a modern work whose claims of ancient lineage are debated. This does not make the modern text useless, but it changes the kind of authority a reader should grant it. A critical approach means distinguishing historical source material from later synthesis and separating spiritual resonance from factual attribution. It also means recognizing that translations and editorial choices shape how these writings sound and what readers take from them, especially for texts that exist in multiple versions and traditions. When read this way, the compilation becomes more than an anthology. It becomes an introduction to how esoteric canons are formed through preservation, reinterpretation, and the ongoing desire to locate timeless wisdom in a recognizable lineage. That method helps readers gain value without accepting every framing uncritically. In conclusion, this collection best serves readers who want a single-volume introduction to major works commonly associated with Hermeticism, from late antique spiritual philosophy to modern esoteric reinterpretation. Students of Western esotericism, religious philosophy, alchemical symbolism, and the history of occult currents will gain the most. The Corpus Hermeticum invites reflective spiritual reading centered on moral and intellectual transformation, while the Emerald Tablet offers a compact symbolic lens often used to contemplate change, refinement, and correspondence between levels of reality. The Kybalion provides a clearly organized set of principles that some readers find useful for personal development, even as others question its historical relationship to classical Hermetic sources. What makes the volume stand out among similar anthologies is the side-by-side presentation of ancient and modern expressions of Hermetic ideas, making it easier to see both continuity and divergence. Read with a critical mindset. It can function as both a gateway text for newcomers and a comparative reference for more experienced readers who want to map how Hermetic language has been adapted over time. If you would like to support Hermes Trismegistus, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.